Hare Krishna. So in the first shloka of chapter 4, which is titled as the Transcendental Knowledge, Krishna spoke about the disciplic succession. Krishna said that I gave the same Bhagavad Gita, the same Transcendental Knowledge to whom? To the sun god Vivaswan. And Vivaswan gave it to the father of mankind, Manu Maharaj. And Manu Maharaj gave it to his son, Ikshvaku, in Treta Yuga. So all this has happened in Treta Yuga. So now, here Krishna is giving the same Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. So the question arises that if this Bhagavad Gita was given long time back to sun god, why that is again repeated now in Dwapara Yuga? What is the need? That reason Krishna is giving in shloka number 2. Let's see that.
Evam parampara praptam Imam Rajarashayo Viduho Sakaleneha Mahata Yogo Nashtaha Parantapa.
So here Krishna is saying that Evam, thus, Imam Rajarashayo Viduho. So this transcendental science, this transcendental knowledge was received by Rajarishis, by these great saints. How? Parampara Praptam. They received it through the disciplic succession. And then, sakaleneha mahata, but with time, the greatest powerful time, what happened? Yogo nashta parantapa, O subduer of enemy, O parantapa, O Arjuna, you know what happened with time? Yoga nashtaha. This science was lost. So Krishna is saying, I am giving it to you again, O Arjuna. A very, very nice, a thoughtful shloka and a thoughtful purport, you know, to ponder upon. So Bhagavad Gita was never meant for the demonic persons. Why? Because they are the ones who give all types of interpretations according to their own personal motives and whims. This is the quality of demons. Demonic mentality people are the ones who will not give things as it is, but they will add their own concoction and contamination, you know, to the transcendental text. And then it is said, as soon as the original purpose was scattered by the motives of the unscrupulous commentators, there arose the need to re-establish the disciplic succession. So, this knowledge was given long time back. In Treta Yuga it was given. And then, it was almost like, now it's lost. Why? Because in between, there will be, you know, some commentators, there will be some people, some demonic personalities who want to misinterpret for their own personal benefit and motive. So what Krishna is doing? 5,000 years ago it was detected by the Lord himself that the disciplic succession was broken, and therefore he declared that the purpose of the Gita appeared to be lost. Look at the merciful nature of the Lord, Lord Sri Krishna. So what does Krishna do? Krishna, he establishes the parampara. He maintains the parampara, and whenever it is lost, whenever the chain is broken in between, he comes personally to re-establish the parampara. This is how wonderful this path of bhakti is. Why? Because Krishna is personally intervening and seeing, hey, what is happening? Chain is broken here. Okay, I'll come. In this way, Krishna takes personal interest in this bhakti yoga, and this bhakti yoga is given through the chain of disciplic succession. And whenever this knowledge of bhakti yoga is seen that, okay, there is some problem in the chain, he comes and fixes the entire chain of guru disciplic succession. Yes. So now he continues. There are innumerable interpretations rendered by different mundane scholars, but almost all of them do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, although they make a good business on the words of Sri Krishna. This is so wonderful, isn't it? So Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Lord Sri Krishna spoke, that only is removed in the various commentaries of people in current Kali Yuga. People just want to use Bhagavad Gita. See, Bhagavad Gita is an all-famous book. So it is used even in business schools, you know, to learn various management techniques and various other places, you know, it is used. So people want to use Bhagavad Gita because it's already famous. So they think that if I give a commentary on it, since it is already famous, I give a commentary on it, I being an insignificant person, I'll also become famous. And that's the truth. So that person also becomes famous. And like this in Kali Yuga, we see there are so many interpreters, interpreters, you know, who are just giving lots of interpretation. And they are just giving interpretation based on their own personal motive. So some doctor is saying that Bhagavad Gita is a prescription. Krishna is the doctor, Arjuna is the patient. And there are some other Bhagavad Gitas, where some interpretation is given just to make sure that their personal motive, their opinions get a strong base. This is what is happening. So when we are accepting Bhagavad Gita, we have to accept Krishna first, understand about Krishna, and then accept the words of Krishna as it is without interpretation, as it is. So Prabhupada named the book Bhagavad Gita as Bhagavad Gita as it is. This spirit is demonic because demons do not believe in God but simply enjoy the property of the Supreme. The demonic people, they don't want to accept Krishna. Atheistic ones, they don't want to accept Krishna, but then they want to make a good business out of it, good money out of this Bhagavad Gita by giving their own misinterpretation. So the point that is made here is such people are demoniac. They have this Ravana mentality, Duryodhana mentality. So both Ravana and Duryodhana, what they did? They did not want God. Ravana did not want Lord Ram, but he wanted Sita, the energy, the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what about Duryodhan? He also did the same. He did not want Krishna, but he wanted his Narayani Sena. So this is called as the demonic mentality, where the person is not interested in God, but he is interested in his wealth, his opulence, his energy. That is demonic mentality. And then it is said, since there is a great need of an edition of Gita in English, as it is received by Parampara, disciplic succession system, an attempt is made herewith to fulfill this great want. Bhagavad Gita as it is a great boon to humanity, but if it is accepted as a treatise of philosophical speculation, it is simply a waste of time. We are so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada, who comes in the Guru disciplic succession in Brahma Madhva Sampradaya, one of the four bona fide sampradayas, he writes the commentary on Bhagavad Gita, and this Bhagavad Gita is called as Bhagavad Gita as it is. And he refers to various acharyas in the entire disciplic succession. He is not giving his own opinions. He is presenting Krishna as it is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is giving the essence of Bhagavad Gita, that is Bhakti Yoga. And he is telling us the goal of Bhagavad Gita, that is to break the cycle of birth and death and go back home back to Godhead. Very, very clear, very crystal clear. There is no question of anything being opaque in between. We are so fortunate to have Prabhupada appearing in this time, in this age of Kali, and giving a wonderful commentary on Bhagavad Gita, helping all of us to understand the ultimate goal of life. We always understand this one statement, Jadi Prabhupada na hoito, tabe ki hoito, jivana bhaita kishe. If Prabhupada wouldn't have been there, what would have happened to people in general, who want to practice bhakti? Now it has become so easy when Bhagavad Gita is distributed all around the world in so many different languages. Now it has become so easy for people to take on to this wonderful process of bhakti and to march to the ultimate goal of life. Before this book, Bhagavad Gita as it is, the Bhagavad Gita was not that famous or was not that greatly distributed all around the world. And especially the English commentary that is given by Srila Prabhupada, that makes a lot of difference. Because people in general, to understand Sanskrit is very, very difficult. And we can misinterpret the way we want. But then, when we see the same verses in the light of proper knowledge in the Guru disciplic succession, keeping Krishna in the center, it becomes very easy. And that's what Prabhupada did. And Prabhupada did that in the English language. So in this way, we understand that this Bhagavad Gita was given by Krishna to Sun God Vivaswan, but with time, it was lost. And again now Krishna is reviving. Again Krishna is speaking the same Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of all of us. To whom? To Arjuna. And we are very, very fortunate that the same Bhagavad Gita as it is given by Srila Prabhupada to all of us. But now there is another question that is coming up here. Krishna could have given Bhagavad Gita to anyone. Why did he give it to Arjuna only? What was Arjuna's qualification? So let's try to understand this one important question in next sloka, which we'll discuss in next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.